James Foley attended the University of Massachusetts Amherst as a graduate student between 1999 and 2003. He later went on to volunteer for Teach for America and other causes before he became a freelance journalist, a passion and a calling that would cost him his life. Today and tomorrow, UMass Amherst is remembering the life and legacy of James Foley with The Task of Witnessing, a symposium in honor of James W. Foley. Dr. Stephen Klingman, a distinguished professor of English and director of the Interdisciplinary Studies Institute at UMass Amherst, tells us more about James Foley.
He was in our MFA program for poets and writers, a graduate program in creative writing, and he was quite an exceptional individual even when he was with us, and I can say more about that if you're interested. And he then went on to become a journalist, first of all embedded with the Indiana National Guard and then with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan and Iraq. And then he became a freelance journalist. He worked in Libya. He was abducted by government forces in Libya, held for quite some time before being released, then came home and then decided that he needed to go out and report on the front lines again. And he went to Syria, where, under somewhat murky circumstances, he was abducted one more time, and this time it was by the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS, or ISIL. And they held him for quite a long time with many other people. What I think most Americans will remember was that he was killed. I don't even want to use the word executed because it gives the impression that there was a legitimate state behind this. He was killed in the most terrible circumstances, kneeling in an orange jumpsuit in the desert, beheaded, in fact. And when we heard the news here at UMass, we were grief-stricken, as were others around the country and around the world, shocked by the atrocity. But we wanted to hold a symposium for two reasons. One was to commemorate James Foley, who he was and what he lived for. And secondly, to pay tribute to him by considering, by paying attention to the issues to which he dedicated his life. You know, what does it mean to witness, to be a witness? What does it mean to be a reporter? What does it mean to give voice to others? And then on the other side of that, for those of us who are viewers and readers, seeing things whether on TV or in the newspapers or on radio, hearing it on radio, what does it mean to witness in that way? What's our responsibility as citizens, in fact? So it's that dual aspect of Jim Foley's life that we want to pay attention to, who he was and what he stood for.
Tell us a little bit about who he was when he was at the school, when he was a student. You said he was extraordinary person.
He was. You know, this is what I understand. I was, you know, in the department when he was here, though I can't say I knew him well, but I've spoken with others who did. And first of all, he had an amazing personality. He was a bright and happy individual who seemed to make others, you know, feel valued and welcome in whatever he did. But he was also deeply concerned about others. So, for example, some details about him. He volunteered at a local care center for unwed mothers and helped people there earn their GEDs. After he left us, he volunteered at Teach for America and worked in Arizona. He worked with inmates in Chicago. And I think the sustained theme in all of this is that he was someone who really cared for people who had fewer privileges than he had, who were less, who had less opportunities, fewer opportunities than he had. And he was always trying to help others find their voices, to teach them by helping them to write, to discover who they were in his teaching. And I think that really extended into his journalism. You know, he's always holding out the microphone to others, capturing images of others, finding out their stories, and telling those stories that really would be unknown otherwise.
And there will be a movie tonight, Jim, the James Foley story will be screened. Tell us a little bit about that and how the movie will perhaps be a centerpiece of this symposium.
Well, it's an incredible starting off point, and we, you know, the news came through last night that the movie won an Emmy Award in the I think in the category of exceptional merit in documentary filmmaking. And it's richly deserved. I watched it again on the weekend just preparing for this symposium. It is deeply moving. You know, it's a movie that speaks with, you know, James Foley's family, with his colleagues, with his friends, and you really do get a picture of Jim coming through. And not least, and I want to mention this in particular, you know, the people with whom he was imprisoned, they came from various places in the world, from France, from Denmark. Many of them were later released because their governments were, I believe, prepared to negotiate with their captors. Jim was not. But they said that in that environment, which was awful, they were starved, they were tortured, beaten up on a regular basis. He was the one who shared his food, who always brightened them up, who was always prepared to listen. They had extraordinary respect for him. And I think, you know, if the movie does nothing else, it really indicates who he was through the way that he had an impact on other people. So the movie will start us off, and then tomorrow we have writers, we have journalists, photographers, people who in their own lives and their own work have considered some of the issues that Jim Foley was concerned with.
Dr. Stephen Klingman is a distinguished professor of English and director of the Interdisciplinary Studies Institute at UMass Amherst.